He's still on the Gold Coast, and the tan would be absolutely flying at the moment, I'm sure. It'd be the all-over tan, I'm sure, for Mossy as well. Good morning, Phil Moss. What's happening in the world of football today? We've got some English Premier League.
Good morning, guys. I'd be happier if I lost a couple of kilos in 30-degree heat than getting a tan. But, no, it's been a wonderful week. We've been working the players very, very hard, double sessions. So we've certainly stepped up the preparations for the season, which has been great. But, over in the Premier League, match day two of the Premier League, and it's already underway. There's already coaches under pressure. There's stars that are standing out, and it promised to be a fantastic weekend. The one I'm looking forward to, Huddersfield versus Newcastle. It's the battle of the two promoted clubs. Of course, Aaron Moy grabbed all the headlines last week. He really did feature heavily in the news over in the UK after his performance and Huddersfield's day one win as well. So it'll be great to see Aaron Moy if he can back this up, because if he can get some consistent performances at this level, that is going to be big, big news for Huddersfield, of course, but also for the Socceroos.
What's your best bet and what's your best roughy for round two of the Premier League?
I'm going to go with a multi, TK, Manchester United to get over Swansea, Bournemouth and Watford to draw, and Liverpool to get over Palace. Of course, my boys, I think they'll be too strong there. Okay. But Bournemouth and Watford, Bournemouth have drawn six times with Watford. They're unbeaten in their last seven at home against Watford, but there's only one win in those that run of seven unbeaten, six draws. So I'm going to tip the draw in that one.
All right. And have you got any sort of roughy?
You only have to look at match day one to realise how tough it is pick a roughy, I should say. I'll get it out. But I think you could probably call Huddersfield a roughy against Newcastle. I'm going to tip them at home. I just think the form of Moy, I think he will go back-to-back with that performance, and I think Huddersfield will get over the top of Newcastle at home.
Gee, he did well last week, didn't he? It was great to watch. Bit of A-League action, mate, with Mateus Sanchez, the Argentine midfielder. He now signs on in the Victory.
Yeah, this is a good signing for Melbourne Victory. They've been looking around, obviously, for players to fill their squad out. And this guy's a defensive midfielder, and he played with Fernando Brandão in Argentina. Brandão, of course, is the winger for Melbourne City, so they'll come up against each other. But they're good mates off the field, and I think Brandão helped convince him that Australia was a good place to be. But he's played for Atletico Tempoli in the Argentina top flight. And he won the 2007 Under-20 World Cup in Canada with players like Aguero and Di Maria beside him. So he comes with great pedigree.
Mate, you're not wrong calling it Canada. I think our Prime Minister called it Canada, but that's okay. let's shift...
Same initials.
That's exactly right. Shift continents now. And Real Madrid, 5-1 on aggregate over Barcelona. A bit of a shift in the power there?
Yeah, it looks like it. It certainly does. 5-1 aggregate win. And look, first of all, let me just say horrendous scenes in Barcelona this morning to wake up to. And let's hope their football team can bring some joy to that city. It's a wonderful city. I've been there myself, and you hate hearing these sort of things. But certainly on the football field, Real Madrid seem to have got the better of Barcelona. Of course, they won the Champions League last year, and with Cristiano Ronaldo, they just seem to be going from strength to strength and really having it over Barcelona. So they've got a lot of work to do.
Well done, mate. And it was good to see Tommy Rogic score yesterday and do so well as well. Good on you, Mossy. When are you back? Monday?
Yep, I'll see you bright and early Monday, TK. I'll be in there smiling.